And a very pleasant good morning. We are honored to have with us this morning on our morning show, Ms. Jenny Shaver, our state representative for District 39. And Jenny, good morning. It's good to have you with us again on the morning show. Thank you for rising and shining with us. And I know you have had a hard week in Montgomery.
It's been busy, but have good things to talk about. I don't know what you want to talk about first.
Well, let's talk about there's so much going on and so many good things that we could start just about anywhere. But let's start with County Road 70, that grant that the governor announced yesterday.
Yes, I am so excited about this. I think everybody will agree that County Road 70 approaching one of our top tourist destinations in the area has been needed to be resurfaced for a long, long time. So there was a grant process. This was part of the Rebuild Alabama Act. There were two pots of money funded by the gas tax that allows cities and counties to apply for local projects. And the county did apply for this project, and the governor selected it. And so it's teamwork, you know, being on the park boards, you know how that is. You have advocated for this for a long time. And so I'm so glad she announced it yesterday, because I don't think I could have kept the news quiet.
Well, it was an exciting thing. But yes, the park board has been working on this behind the scenes with the county and feds and state and trying to get that done. And of course, it's finally come to fruition. But thank you for your assistance on there, because without your assistance and the governor's and all the local folks, it wouldn't have happened. Great team effort, and I appreciate all that you did to make that happen. And that's bringing home those state tax dollars.
That's right. We're getting our share, well, more than our share, more than we'll ever pay in. We're getting it back. So, like you said, it's a team effort. You know, the park board, the county, your representative and senator, all the way to the governor. You know, it's a team effort working together to get things done.
Well, we appreciate that good teamwork in Montgomery for you, with you and Senator Jones and the governor. I know you all three have a good rapport with each other. All right, you have some other things to talk about. That's great news. What else going on in Montgomery this week that our local listeners will want to know about?
Well, last week, I didn't get to speak with you. I had something early on Friday, but one significant thing that happened last week was the permitless carry bill passed both houses, the House and the Senate, and was signed into law by Governor Ivey. And it's permitless carry, which will allow people to conceal carry a firearm without having to get a permit, and will be relying on a prohibited person's database instead of the permitting system. Now, permits will still be available and still be required if we want to travel to another state that requires a permit that recognizes ours. So permits will still be available and may be needed in some cases, but in Alabama, we will not require it. So,
and that's good news, because that saves people money if they choose to do that. But so many people, Jenny, travel to other states across those state lines, and before they do, if they're planning on carrying a weapon with them in their vehicle or on their person, wouldn't it be advisable for them to check the state laws where they're going, whether they're going to Florida?
I've got a little card that I carry in my wallet, you know, because I'm always carrying my gun. So I carry this card that tells which states require permits but recognize ours, that honor ours. And I can call those out to you real quickly if you want me to.
Yes, especially those that are contiguous to Alabama.
Let's see. Well, I'll just try to do them all really quickly.
Okay.
Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, New Hampshire, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Wyoming. So all around us, you know, all the southern states around us would require a permit. So, you know, my husband is the sheriff, and I'll always get one
All right. So,
you know, just so I know.
So if you're traveling and you want to be in compliance with state laws in other states, especially those surrounding Alabama, a lot of people visit the different states, and that's great. They have a lot of tourist attractions there as well. So, or a lot of people go on business. But for whatever reason, if you're planning on carrying a weapon with you, you need to make sure that you have a permit to be lawful in those other states.
Jenny, that's right.
What else going on in Montgomery?
Well, yesterday we had an Economic Development and Tourism Committee, of which I'm vice chair, and the chair was absent yesterday. So in his absence, I presided over the meeting, and we had two bills to consider. One, a constitutional amendment to be voted on by the people to allow a gambling
what?
In the state. And then the second would be an education-only lottery.
Well,
so these bills would allow the people to vote yes or no whether or not to amend the Constitution to allow lottery gambling across the state.
Well, so, isn't that a step forward from where we've been in the past, because we haven't been able to get this far in the past just to say, okay, we'll let the people vote on it one way up or down?
It's a step in the process. So, and when I first ran, I stated that, you know, I would support allowing the people to vote and let them vote their conscience in the voting booth, yes or no, what they want to allow in the state. You know, we have gambling in the state of Alabama by local constitutional amendments in a third of the state. And all those amendments are different, and there's, you know, different forms of the bingo and things going on that's, you know, not regulated. It's not uniform. We've got all that going on, but this would be just for a lottery only.
Okay, let me ask you this, Jenny, about that subject there. Now, you have eyes on the budget. You're privy to the budget and all, and you told us that gambling is legal in a third of the state. Does it generate revenue for the state from that third of the state?
Not for the state. Those gambling operations generate local revenue, but none for the state.
Okay. If the state comes in with this law, if it's passed, if the people say, yeah, we want a gambling bill or a bill that would provide a lottery, would that provide revenue for the state?
Off the lottery, yes, but not any of the other operations, but just from a lottery, yes.
Okay.
That would be, and it's, the bill specifies what it can be used for. The first $500,000 would be for to programs to help people with problems related to gambling, for addictions and stuff. There would be an education scholarship program. Previously, we have set up a fund to fund retiree bonuses for retired teachers, and this would put funding in that fund to give regular bonuses to retired teachers. It would allow for dues and other fees for kids in the FFA programs, and so it would just be, you know, education only.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to get all the information so people, if it does make it through the legislature to, you know, for a bill to come up to allow a vote on it, then they'd have the all the information they need to make the decision that they think would be favorable or whatever there would be suitable for them, for the voters.
Yes, sir. That remains to be seen. It will take a bipartisan effort. Because a constitutional amendment requires a vote of two-thirds of the body, which is 63 votes in the House. It's not just a simple majority. We've got to have 63 votes. And so it's going to take Republicans and Democrats to vote for the measure.
Well,
so that's been the holdup.
It doesn't matter which side of the aisle they sit on, they all represent the state, as well as their districts, right?
They do, but, you know, everybody's got their own interest and their own goals, and so it's just hard to get that many people, you know, to get a super majority vote on an issue when people are you know, supporting their interests.
Sure, so. We understand. All right, well, that's very interesting about that going on. I know there's been a lot of hard work going into that and to get it to the, let the people say yes or no. How about other actions by the legislature this week or other work that was going on?
It's been a very busy week. We've tackled a lot of tough issues. The critical race theory bill passed the House yesterday. That tied us up for a good little while. We've had a lot of budget bills. It's been a full week. And I do, there's so many, and I try to post those on my Facebook. I post our calendars, and I'm a little bit behind on that, but I will get caught up. And so anybody who's interested can look on my Facebook and see every bill we voted on and how I voted. So I try to be accountable to the people to see, you know, how I voted.
Well, that's transparency. If people want to know about your record, you put it out there for them to see, and you can't be any more transparent than that.
Well, I want people to know what's going on. You know, we depend on the news and to tell us what's happening, and you don't get the full story and all. It's kind of hard because so much does happen. So I want people to know what we're doing and what's going on, so I try to do that to help out, get people interested.
Absolutely. Well, voters, we're all affected in the state of Alabama. Everyone needs to be interested. Well, do you foresee anything coming down this next week for the legislature?
Nope. We're taking off for spring break this week, so I hope to get caught up on a little sleep and returning emails and phone calls and that kind of thing. So we're taking a little break and then going back in and pushing forward to the end.
Well, all right. Jenny, anything else you want to leave with our listeners this morning? By the way, before you go, I want to say thank you so very much for taking time from your busy schedule to keep our listeners updated on what's happening in the legislature, especially when it impacts District 39.
Well, I just appreciate you letting the folks know what's going on, and I'm just so excited about all the good things that we have going on in District 39.
Well, you just tell Governor Ivey we appreciate the grant on the road, and if she has any extras laying around down there, well, I'm sure that it can be put to good work up here in Northeast Alabama.
Yeah, we can find something to do with it, can't we?
Yes, constructive. That'd be good for the people.
That's right. That's
Thank
what
you,
we
Jenny.
Want.
I hope you have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you, Jerry.
Enjoy your week
you
off
too.
Next week, and we'll talk to you soon.
All righty.
Thank you so very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Jenny Shaver, our District 39 state representative that represents you in Montgomery. You hear what's been going on down there and what she's been doing. And if you want to know more about her, you can go to her Facebook page, Jenny Shaver, on Facebook. And you can see her voting record and everything about it. But we appreciate her taking time to keep you informed.